Rashi says, "Vekrivo memaya michas nesochim demash memiyet." Oiso diari bovle acheres vekrivo mash. Only this one, the one we're talking about, needs hagosha, but not something else. So it's a miyet to say one mincha does not need hagosha. So we're saying that miyet to say minchas nesochim. So how do you know to say this? How do we know to be mitzi minchas nesochim? So Rashi says, yes, that's a svara. Marba nishar menoches sheboyes pelal atzmon. Or the menoches comes by itself. That's why needs hagosha. Or moitzani michas ma'ashen ke michas nesochim shein above the galatz, but does not come because of itself. It comes because of the korban. Therefore, does not need a mitzvah hagosha. Aye, but loy minchas kanu michas koy mashiach boyes begalatz when they come because of themselves. Yochai was also say also yetsun in hagosha. Tamlan lo begisha says begisha only this and not something else. That a minchas koy does not need hagosha. The demand me boyle legufa shetun hagosha. We need it for itself. The Nitzah Koshma says no. Min zehigish vegisha. It's an extra lashon of vegisha. Again, a maroyes l'rabo yishar menochas loitzim michas. Can I know to say like this? O michas koi mashiach. Marba nishar menochas adini de mitzvah gosha shiyesh pelishim. There's part of it that's burnt on the mizbeach. O boy is also, secondly, it comes by itself. O boy is l'kla latzmon. And v'yesh pel l'kanim. There's a kemitz and shrem as nechal l'kanim. Ma'ashenken u'moitza nishtel lechem. Lechem upon him. Shein mehem lishim. There's no part that's burnt on the mizbeach. Or minchas nesoch mosva take out shein boys to galatz. It doesn't come by itself. It comes with all the korban. Or minchas kohanim. Or minchas kohen mashiach shein boim lekanim. There's no part of it that the kohanim eat. Veherim. Now the process of veherim. Yocho bekli. Maybe you have to do with a kli. Talmlem veherim mimenu bekumtsoi. Maharom omu lahalam bekumtsoi means with your hands. Afarom omu kan also bekumtsoi means with your hands and not with a kli. So this pasha v'yikra vav, it doesn't say clearly b'kumtsoi. We're learning it out. Tehirim means b'kumtsoi. The pasuk says then pick it up. It does not mean with a kli, but rather it only means whenever you take out the kmitz. It always means only with your hands. Yeah. All right. We'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So just turn over. Wait till the end of the tape and turn over. We'll continue on the next daf on the other side.
Does not need the mitzvah sagosha. You know why? Shein above the galatzma is not coming by itself. So we're saying that the minchas karm and minchas koy mashiach bayis the galatzma. What about the minchas that a kohen brings, the minchas that a kohen gadol brings every single day? So I would have thought they said that since they come by themselves with their own chiyuv, they don't come with the korban. It comes by itself. So maybe Yocho Yeituna Sagosha, maybe there's a mitzvah Sagosha by the Minchas Kahanim also. Talmudom, and this the passage says, no, Ve Gisha. Mashmoni, some of them, and not all of them. They were excluding a Minchas Kahanim, a Minchas Kohen Gadol, that does not need a mitzvah, that does not have the mitzvah of Hagosha. Rabbi Gemara, Rabbi Boyle, Lagufe, Sheituna Hagosha. We need the pasuk for itself to teach us that there's such a mitzvah of Hagosha. It can be Madai, it's a meat. So Mora says, Min vehegish, vehegisha. Pesach just should have said vehegish. Why does it say vehegisha? It's a diyuk, only this and not something else. That there's a miyut, another korban, another mincha does not need hagosha. Smur says, how do you ever say this? Omar reyes le rabbis eshar menochis. Ule haitzi minchas kan menochis kay mashiach. How do you know to say that the menochis need the mitzvah of hagosha? Just not the minchas kan menochis kay mashiach. How do you know to say this? Smur says, yes, the smur is like this. Mar bani shar menochas, I include other menochas, sheyesh men le'ishim, u'boyis b'glal atzman, v'yesh men le'kahanim, that a regular mincha has everything, a regular mincha, part of it the kmitz is burnt, it comes by itself, and also there's part of it that's eaten by the kahanim, that's a regular mincha, is so moitzi ani shtei ha'lechem lechem aponim, I take out of this cloud the shtei lechem lechem aponim that's brought, that does not need hagoshom, shem mehem liyishim, because no part of it is being burnt. Or minchas nesachim, I take out of this a minchas nesachim, shem abo b'glatzman, it doesn't come by itself. It becomes the cross of, it becomes the chal achiv of another korban. Or minchas kanu minchas of kohen mashiach, I also take out of the regular minchas that the kohen brings. Or minchas that the kohen gadol brings, that they do not need hagoshom. Why? Shem mehem lekahanim, There's no part of it that's eaten by the Kohanim. The whole thing is burnt. So therefore, only these special menachos, these three types, do not have Hagosha, but all Shar menachos have Hagosha. Now, as the Moshe says, the person says to Harim that you have to take the Kemitza out of the Mincha and you go to burn it. The person says, Harim HaKoyim Min HaMincha Sas Kurosa V'yitu HaMizbech Yishalev Nechoch LaShem. So now the Moshe asks the question, Yochol B'Kli, maybe you have to make the mitzvahs, maybe you have to make the Kemitza with the Kli, the Kohen has to use a Kli, a spoon, to take out a Kemitza. Talmud Eimer says in the name of the Yikra Vol, Harim Mimenu B'Kumtze. You take out the kumse mashma with your hands. Is maha rama hamura lahalim the kumse? Just like the rama that says in Terev Rav, it means there with your hands, with the clean hands, he takes out the kumitsa. Is af ha rama hamura kan yihiros and v'yikra beiz. When it says v'heirim, also means the kumse. With his own hands, he takes out the three fingerfuls of the mincha and not with the kli. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu. These are the menachos that have a mitzvah of tenufa. You have to pick it up first. But there's no mitzvah to make, bring it closer towards the mizbeach via tenu hagosha. Lug shemen shel mitzvah via shomai. The lug shemen that a mitzvah brings, the pasuk says, Yom ha-shmini ikach nekvosim, roka krein yasakev esrecha dikru voiso loshom, v'yas lug ha-shemen, v'hein ha-foisim tenufa l'fnei Hashem. So this thing, the Lug HaShemen and the Oshem that the Mitzvah brings, the Pasuk says clearly, Zayin Nefoisam Tnufa Lefnei Hashem, so Tnufa you need, but not Hagosha. V'ya Bikurim, Kedivu Rebbe Elezer Ben Yaakov. According to Elezer Ben Yaakov, Yos Bikurim needs Tnufa. But Hagosha is no Mitzvah Hagosha, we'll see in the Gemara. V'ya Murei Shalme Yochid, Tishkomim of regular Yochid, so the Emurim, the chalovim that has burnt on the mizbeach, also there's a mitzvah tenufa, but there's no mitzvah hagosha. The chazov v'sheik shalhen. So not only the chalov, not only the fat, but even the chazov v'sheik, even the thighs and the leg of it of a shalmi yochid, that these two parts are given to the kohanim, they also need a tenufa. And the pasuk says, sheik hatruma v'chazov tenufa alisha chalovim yavi lohan tenufa l'fnei Hashem. So you have to have a tenufa both by the Emurim of the Shlomim and the Wadin, the Chazov Shek that's given to the Kohen, also is part of the Tenufa. Now Echad HaNoshim, where the man brings the Shlomim, the Echad HaNoshim, where the lady brings the Noshim, Avoloi B'Acherim, but not if a Goy brings it. And we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't only mean to say a Goy, but Wadin means an Isha also. Even though the korban of an Isha needs Tenufa, but an Isha does not do the Tenufa. It has to be done by an Ish, by a man, and not by an Isha. Now, Ushtei HaLechem, that's brought on Shavuos, or Shnei Kivsi Atzeres. Also, there's a mitzvah Tenufa without a mitzvah Hagosha. Ketzer Uweisa, how do we bring the Shtei HaLechem? And the Kivsi Atzeres is Noisein Shtei HaLechem Agab Shnei Kvosim. You put the Shtei HaLechem on top of the Shnei Kvosim. Or Meniach Shtei Yodav L'Matan. And you put your two hands, the Kohen's two hands, underneath. Moilich or maybe Mal or Moirid. Moilich goes forwards, maybe brings back to him. Mali brings it up, or Moirid brings it down again. Shneva the Pasuk says, Asher Hunaf, Fi Asher Huram. Mashput Tznufa and Haram, also you have to pick it up and bring it down. So Hunaf, the Pshat is that's her Loch of Avor, like outwards and in. And Behirim, that means up and down. Now, Tenufa hoisa b'mizrach. The Tenufa was done on the Mizrach side of the Azaro. But v'hagosha b'marav, whenever there was a mitzvah hagosha, that had been done on the marav side, the Keren Dremis Marovis of the Mizbeach. U'tenufa is kodmes lagoshes. A mincha that had to have both Tenufa and hagosha, so first you do the Tenufa, and then you do the hagosha. Minchas oimer, or Minchas Kinoyeth, the Saita brings Tunas Tenufa for Agosha, needs both of them. The needs are Tenufa with Agosha. Lechem Aponim is brought on Shabbos, or Minchas Nesachim, and Minchas brought with Korbin, Loi Tenufa for Agosha, needs neither. Not a mitzvah Tenufa, and not a mitzvah Agosha. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, that Shloisha Minim Tunim Shalosh Mitzvahs. there are three types of karbonis that have three mitzvahs to them, which is mainly the same thing, smicha, tenufa, and the tenufa chazov v'sheik. The tenufa of the korban is done when it's alive, and the tenufa chazov v'sheik is done when achas shechita. So, shloisha minim tunim shalosh mitzvahs, shtayim mecholachas v'yachas, two of these mitzvahs apply to all of them, v'yashlishi ein bem, but the third one, they don't have it. Whereas these three mitzvahs are found between the different type of kabbonis, and it explains like this. V'yelohein, zivchei shalmit yochid, when the shlomim is brought by yochid, or as the zivchei shalmit tibra, by the shnei kvosim as brought on shruis, that's the shlomim of the tibra. V'yashal mitzvah, the okrobanoshim that the mitzvah brings, or as the zivchei now, these are the three types of kabbonis. A shal meyochid, a shal mitzvah, and a shal mitzvah. So like this, zivchei shal meyochid, when a yochid brings a shlomim, tunin smicha chayim, the smicha has to be done when the korban is alive, or tenufa shutim, you only have to do a tenufa after the animals, after the shchita, not when it's alive. For you ain't done tenufa chayim, but there's no tenufa when the animal's alive, that's by regular shlomim of a yochid. What about zivchei shal mitzvah? What about by Shavuos, when the Tzibah brings the Shlom and the Kivsi Aferis? They are tunim tenufa chayim ushrutim. They are the mitzvah to make a tenufa when it's alive and after Shechita. You make a tenufa twice, once before Shechita and once after Shechita. But v'yein ben smicha, there's no mitzvah smicha. V'yasha mitzvah, though, when the mitzvah brings his Rosham, tunim smicha, there's a mitzvah smicha, or tenufa chay, and you have to make a tenufa, lift it up, when the animal is still alive. But the yain by tenufa shachat, after the animal, after the shechita, then there's no mitzvah tenufa. So these three mitzvahs of the smicha, a tenufa when the animal's alive, a tenufa leachas shechita, it applies to these three karbonis. But each karbon, you only have two of the mitzvahs. You do not have all three mitzvahs, but any one a karbon. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, one like this. The pasuk says in Vayikra Yudalid, Vehikriv oisai liosham. Is by the mitzvah we have to bring with korban oshem, the lug hashem, and with the lug of oil that he brings. And the apostle says clearly, to heinif oisem tenufa. They have to make a tenufa, pick them both up. Malam comes to teach us, she tunen tenufa, ki echot, the tenufa has to be done together, like our Mishnah says. You have to lift up the lug shemen, shem mitzvah, with his oshem. Uminayin, how do I know, shim heinif zeb yatsum yotz, I don't know that, but yevet, if you pick up just the Oshrim by itself, and just the Luke Shemin Shomitzer also, you Yotze B'dievid, Talmudem, the Pasuk says, Vikriv Oyser Liyoshem, Fehenef, if to say, could be done with the by the Oshrim by itself. The Rashi says, Demashmer Vehenef, Al Luke Mechude Koi, as it says, Lashin Vehenef, on the Luke, it says, Vikriv Oyser Liyoshem, then Vyas Luke Hashem Vehenef. So you could Darshin Vehenef on the Luke Shemin by itself. That's why nobody ever, if you just do each one separately, it's also your yotz for the mitzvah. Yoch, I would have thought to say, yonif v'yachs v'yonif, maybe you have to do it twice. In other words, first do them both together, and then do them separately. Rashi says, l'kayim mashnim v'yach luk hashem v'yonif, that's mashma separately also. So I would have thought to say, maybe l'chim, you have to do both. First do a tenufa both together, and then do a tenufa separately. So it's Yoch, I would have to say Yonif, the Yachs of the Yonif, make one Tenufa and then a second one. On this note, Tom Levin, the Pasuk says, Tenufa, the late Tenufais, Mashmoni one, lifting, and not twice. Now the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem, Yachta, make the Tenufa Lefnei Hashem, so the Mizrach, which means on the east side, that's called Lefnei Hashem. Aye, the Omar, we said, Lefnei Hashem, Yoch of the Marav, maybe it means on the Marav side. Amru, we say no. Hani nili mincha diikri chatis. For chatis tuni yisayid. For keren dremis mizrachas lehoye lo yisayid. That boy yichatis did have to be put on the yisayid. And the dremis mizrachas, that corner did not have a yisayid on the mizbeach. I will talk about over here by the mitzvah of tenufa, lefnei Hashem kirinim bayes. On the mizrach side, this is considered lefnei Hashem. Rashi Rayamati said by Kaimach Rabin one before, Kabi Hagosha, the Mincha of Hashem, Taina Bamaruf. Over there with Hashem, when it says the person of Hashem, it means on the Maruf side. And here you're saying it's on the Mizrach side. So when it says, when do we say that only by a Chatis? Yechsiv Kodesh Kedosh Mikachatis. And the Chatis needs the Yisoid. Rashi says Yechsiv Bein V'yaskol Adam Yishotach HaYisoid. And we know the Kerem is Rochus Remis, but not have Yisoid, like it says in Masech Timidus. That Yisoid Oye Malach Apnei Kol HaTzofen V'yapnei Kol HaMarav, they have the Yisoid. So therefore, why the Chatis has to be done on the Marav side? Over here, for the Mitzvah Tznu form, it does not need the Yisoid. Here, Mizruch is also considered Lefnei Hashem. Now the Mishnah says, V'yavikurim Kedivri Ablezer Ben Yaakov. Also, there's a Mitzvah Tznu form. The Mor says, "My Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, where is this Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? To Tanya, we learn of this. A pasuk in Devarim, for Lokach Hakoyin the Koyin takes Lima comes to teach us Ala Bikurim Sheetu the Tnufa. Divrei Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's this pasuk of Lokach Hakoyin that it says by Bikurim that the Koyin has to pick it up. That there's this mitzvah Tnufa. So Mor says, "My time with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his time? How do we know to Darshan from Lokach that it means the lashon of Tnufa lifting it up?" So Mor says he holds Goma Yad Yad Mishlomim. He learns about Xerah Shava Yad Yad from the Kol Mishlomim. Sivoka says over here, Haloka Chakoyin Atena Miyodcho. The Kohen should take the tenor from your hands. Look, Sivhosim, it says over there, Yod of Tifiyenu, that your hand brought it.